was, now be prepared for the perfect mixture of environmentalism and social justice. Landfill Harmonic is an award-winning film that features a creative take on the war on waste. The documentary centers around the Recycled Orchestra of Cachura, a group of youths from a small town in Paraguay who play instruments made entirely of garbage. The screening of said film is at the City Recital Hall this Sunday, and in the studio today we have Kim Pierce and Kath Davis from The Possibility Project, who have played a huge role in showing this film around the world. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thanks, Joel.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
No worries.
Now, for those who don't know, can you tell us what Landfill Harmonic is all about?
Well, I don't think we can do a better job than you than you just did. But I guess we saw this beautiful documentary on YouTube a while back, just a little clip, and I probably a lot of your listeners have seen that little clip. It's now a feature-length documentary, and like you're saying, it's based around the landfill in Paraguay. And we have the opportunity, we've bought some screening rights so we can screen it in wherever we want. So we're screening it at the City Recital Hall on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Now, this town, Cachura, it literally is built on a landfill, isn't it? It's just a town on top of a landfill.
Yeah, correct.
How do these people survive?
Well, that's part of the film, really. Yeah. Not only do they survive, they thrive. It is interesting in that one of the lead heroes in the film, he actually goes in because of the environment. He is commissioned to do a job to try and clean it up, and we won't give too much away, but that dismal failure ends up being the opportunity to do something differently.
Yeah.
But they do survive, as do millions of humans around the world on landfill, and there's tremendous human rights abuses and environmental abuses that surround those issues, and this film is an amazing example of how we can transform those problems.
A lot of the film is about the music and the instruments being built from rubbish.
Yeah.
But there's also other points raised, like poverty and waste pollution, and, you know, like a sense of community as well. Do you find that really comes out in this film?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, the timing is perfect for us here in Australia, because often we can watch these films and we separate ourselves from what's happening on the screen. But for many Australians, and, you know, the brilliant War on Waste recently on television, people are going, hang on, what part do I have to play in these landfills? And so there is this huge connection between what's happening in our country, what's happening overseas, because ultimately we're looking at this from the perspective of planet. You know, what's happening on our planet and the way we are consuming, and that has a huge impact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think the creator of the film used that as their inspiration? Like the sense of fixing the planet, basically?
I'm not quite sure, but it was this sense of universal themes that are present in the film, and ultimately the idea that there's one or two individuals that see something, they're really upset about it and they want to do something about it. And that is a universal theme that runs through for many of us. And really that film demonstrates that power of when one or two people decide to make changes, how that has ripple on effects in the community. And you put music and any form of creative art into that equation and you just got a whole new level of joy, you know, in that space.
Yeah. Now, a lot of the film centres on the musicians and these young people who play instruments out of rubbish. What sort of instruments can you expect to see in this film?
Oh, well, once again, we don't want to give too much away, but it is a lot of classical music.
Yeah.
So you see oil cans that have been turned into bass, and you see bits of tin that have been turned into violin. At one point, you see a fork that's used in the violin and a high heel.
So
it is really incredible. All sorts of instruments have been created out of this waste.
Yeah.
Do we know whether the children had any sort of previous...
Very little.
Yeah.
That's one of the beautiful parts of the film. Very little or none, but many of their parents who had worked on the rubbish tip or had been living in extreme poverty, they tell their story, and for many of them, music and the arts really lifted them, whether it was rock and roll music or classical music. And often the story in the film is about how when they were kids, they dreamt about playing an instrument. And again, not to give too much away, but that theme that runs through of parents watching their children step into a space that they didn't have access to, that really uplifts the spirit, you know, and the feeling of the film. It's beautiful to watch.
We'll step away from the film for a moment. You guys work with the Possibility Project.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that?
Oh, we are the Possibility Project.
Oh, this is it. I got you in the studio.
This is it, Joel, Kath and Kim.
This is sometime.
We are.
I do love that you, because when I first met you, did introduce yourselves as Kath and Kim.
Absolutely.
And you both giggled, like it's, and it made me laugh.
Yeah, because we're a bit more like True and Prue, if anyone really knows or sees us. We're a couple of North Shore mums. We met a couple of years ago and decided we wanted to be a purpose or service in our community. And so we created the Possibility Project, and it's a social enterprise. We work with slum communities in India, and we build slow clothing. So the clothes we're wearing out of upcycled and recycled saris. And this is the connection with the film, because there's so many attitudes that you'll see in the film, again, and themes in the film that we see in India, of how people who live in extreme poverty are so resourceful in being able to respond to their problems. And we've lost touch with many of those attitudes here. And that's part of our purpose of showing this film as that reminder.
It's obviously great work that you guys do. What gave you the idea? Where did it come from?
Well, Kim had visited this community that we work with in India, and saw a need there as a high school teacher, and as an economics and business teacher. She saw an opportunity to grow their vocational training program there. So, I guess, like Kim said, we're both mums. Kim's got 4 kids. I've got 3 kids. They were getting older, and we really wanted to do something that was really of purpose.
Yeah.
And so we teamed up, visited India, visited this vocational training centre, and just started working with them. And we started just with some beads, jewellery, and then our label, Slumware 108, has grown.
We had this idea to see how far we could get with what we already have, and the idea was not to have a business plan, not to borrow money, not to go along the very conventional ways of setting up a business. And it was really stepping into a space of what have we got, and it's our imaginative capacity, you know, to create something. It, you know, as Kath said, I was an economics teacher. Yet my subject had put no value on the imaginative capacity of those kids in front of me. And we looked at how to solve problems with land, labour and capital, but not the human spirit. And all I kept thinking of, this is so inadequate. It's so lacking in possibility and potential in how to create and solve our problems, not create them, but solve them. And not only that, the way we hold our problems is that someone else is going to bail us out, you know, the government, or we'll change a law and that's going to fix everything. And it doesn't, you know. And so our work was just that. How far could we go with what we've already got? And so we're really excited that on Sunday we'll sit in the City Recital Hall, we just emailed them, and Elaine Chia, the CEO, was so generous, said, we invite you into our space. Oz Harvest have jumped on board. We get to speak at the beginning in that amazing auditorium about the imaginative capacity. We're pretty happy about this.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know? It really is. It's amazing work you guys do. When you show the film on Sunday, what sort of message do you hope people take away from the film?
I think there's one message that we always talk about, and that is the power of gratitude. And that is not about being thankful for something. It's not a relative concept for us. It's an expression that you've got enough. You've got enough to create what you want. And our hope is that people in the audience do stand up, walk away going, I've got enough, I am enough. You know, if I see a problem, I can do something about it. I'm not going to wait for something outside of self to come and solve it. And we also think that really helps to nurture mental wellness within each of us as well, you know. And and so that's lovely. And people just to sit in a community space and something's been presented by a couple of pretty ordinary women but choosing to do something extraordinary.
Yeah. Definitely. You know? That's fantastic. Guys, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
The show is on Sunday afternoon at the City Recital Hall.
Yep, 2:30.
Tickets are $10 to $12.
$10 to $12.
Very cheap.
Jump
for a film.
Online at City Recital Hall.
Okay, we'll put up a link on the website
Thank you,
very
Joel.
Soon. Thank you guys very much for coming in.